Hollywood celebs fawn over Biden, Harris during inauguration. Democracy exhales, I'm hyperventilating with joy. By Hannah Blow on January 20, 2021. Left-wing celebrities, many of whom have spent the last 4 years publicly lambasting Donald Trump, gushed over President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on Inauguration Day. With some celebrities declaring that they are hyperventilating with joy because America is getting a real president. Guardians of the Galaxy star Zoe Saldana identified Biden as her president after years of her fellow leftist actors rejecting Trump as their president. While actor Ben Stiller heaped praise on the young poet Amanda Gorman, who spoke at the ceremony, describing her piece as moving and inspiring. The West Wing and star of CBS Mom Allison Janney offered a big congratulations to Biden and Harris, writing, "Finally, honest and empathetic leadership." Actress Jamie Lee Curtis informed her 573,000 Twitter followers that she made the decision to get dressed for the inauguration. "First time in 9 months. Thought I'd wear blue jeans to honor. Thought they would fit. Nope. I'm going to rejoin the pair of jeans Calorie Accord as we join back up with the Paris Climate Accord with a Transition 46 at Joe Biden," she said, following up with a selfie wearing pearls. "Pearls for Kamala and all women," she exclaimed. Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th President of the United States shortly before noon. But the lead-up had progressive celebrities brimming with excitement and positivity. A remarkable shift from the vitriol many of them routinely spewed on social media against Donald Trump and his supporters over the last 4 years. "What a day!" Mad Men actress Alison Brie exclaimed. Anti-Trump filmmaker declared that democracy effectively exhaled after Biden was officially sworn in, with Broadway actress Bette Midler, another prominent critic of Trump, declaring that the long national nightmare is over. "How awesome. Congrats, President Biden," comedian Leslie Jones said after Biden's status as president became official. "In tears watching this extraordinary moment for women in the U.S. and the world. Vice President at Kamala Harris," exclaimed Oprah Winfrey. People in hashtag NYC applauding out their windows and cheering. The church on the corner is ringing its bell, calves honking. One kid outside banging a pot with a wooden spoon. Joy. Cheers. Hope. Hashtag Inauguration Day, Coyote Ugly actress Piper Perabo said. "A renewed America. Democracy was saved. America was saved." John Wick actor John Leguizamo exclaimed. "Now we can be the best America we can be. I'm hyperventilating with joy. Hashtag Biden Harris inauguration." Love song singer Sarah Bareilles declared prior to the inauguration ceremony. "Y'all, we're about to get a real president. Hashtag ain't God good," comedian Wanda Sykes proclaimed. The Fury actress Daryl Hannah expressed enthusiasm with a celebratory gif of Harris, declaring it a brand new day. "While I feel the earth move," singer Carol King shared a sketch of Biden and Harris hugging as the late reps Elijah Cummings, DMD, John Lewis, DGA, Senator John McCain, Oz, and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg look down and smile upon them. White Chick star Jamie King also shared celebratory depictions of Harris. "The beauty of calmness and tradition is overwhelming," said Frozen actor Josh Gad, who spent the better part of the last few years bashing Trump and his supporters. "Crying before 8:30 a.m. Two Broke Girls star Kat Dennings said. "So much work to do. But today I want to celebrate. And pray. And revel in our tremendous power, even against all odds. To make history happen," Scandal actress Kerry Washington exclaimed. Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander offered a virtual tune, declaring that happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. Congratulations to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. May God bless you and your work, Alexander added. Actress activist Mia Farrow told her 443,000 Twitter followers that our democracy survived and continues to do so, even after a harrowing 4 years. "But we are back and seeing what makes America great," she added. "They are going to share a bedroom. Like a loving couple. I didn't realize the Trumps formerly had separate bedrooms," NYPD Blue actress Amy Brenneman chimed in. "Those first three words. I can't stop crying," One Tree Hill star Sophia Bush said, declaring it a beautiful day. "I can't. Tears of joy, relief, mourning and finally, hope. Ding dong, the witch is dead," Award-winning director Christine Lottie added as the day progressed.